The longer I'm married, the more I realize sometimes Charlie and me have a completely different way of looking at things. Not the big things, of course. We're on the same page there. But, you know, it's those little things he does over and over again that can just irritate the crap out of me, and vice versa. Charlie was inspired to write a little ditty about one such thing. Half a banana man. First thing this morning, I reach in the bowl, grab one banana. I can't eat it whole, so I took about half, put the other half back. Boy, did I ever get flack. I like to start my day before I go to the shop with a big bowl of Cheerios, banana on top. A mug of my favorite Maxwell House that's good to the very last drop. I'm a creature of habit. You understand, I'm half a banana man. That's right, half a banana man. Now my wife, Ida, on the other hand, likes a peanut butter toast and one big banana. When she walked into the kitchen this morning, oops, I guess I threw her for a loop. She said, "What's this, Charlie? How can this be? Half a banana is all you left me. Half a banana isn't enough, and I don't want marshmallow fluff. I'm a creature of habit. You understand, I'm half a banana man," she says. Back in the bowl, the other half turns brown. Then we get the fruit flies buzzing all around. How'd you get her knickers so in a twist? Well, it all began with half a banana. Now, I could have oatmeal, that would be fine. I'll make myself a pancake if I had the time, but I don't. Why do you laugh? I'm sorry, but at least you got half a banana. I'm a creature of habit. You understand, I'm half a banana man. That's me, half a banana man. And that, folks, is marriage in a nutshell. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.